special way of breaking up the aliyah. Special way of being mafsik the aliyah. Gemara says that in the Beis Hamikdash, all the Shiri Halevim came from Tehillim. The Halevim used to sing Shir every day when they did the Nisach Hayayin of the Tzmidim and of the Musafim every day of the year. And he used to blow shofar in the middle of the Shiri Halevim. And on Shabbos was the one exception to the rule. They said Nizmi Shiri on Shabbos for the Tomet Shal Shachar. And for the Musafim, the Gemara says they used to sing Hazinu. They would divide Hazinu into six sections till the end of the Shir. Till Shri. Chippur Ad Masam, that's Shri. It would be divided into six sections. And one Shabbos they would say the first section, next Shabbos they would say the next section, and so on. And then the seventh Shabbos they would start again from the beginning of Hazinu. Every seventh Shabbos they would go again. Every 6 weeks they would complete the whole Hazinu with the Levim and the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph and Aleph Adin, Kederach Shachalukim Kan, the Yom Rav Chanan Bar Rav Amar Rav. Rav says it in Kederach Shachalukim Kan, Kacha Lukim Beis HaKnesses. The same way the Levim break up the Hazinu, and the Gemara says, how do they break it up? Haziv Lach, Rosh Hashanah Haziv Lach. The first Aliyah begins Hazinu, and the second Aliyah begins with a Zayin, Tzchari Masel, the third one begins with a Yud, the fourth Aliyah begins with a Vav. And there's a big machlokes of Rishon, what Haziv Lach is. Rashi has one cheshbon. Rashi says that it's the psukim are the Haziv, each Aliyah has six psukim. Hazinu is six psukim, and Zayin is six, and Yud is six, and Vav is six. Then Lach, Rashi says, is eight and eight. The Rashash points out it's not exactly true, it's eight and nine. One of them is eight, one of them is nine. But it's approximately 6, 6, 6, 6, 8, and 8. That's Rashi's sheet. And Tosfos has a slightly different, a few different sheetahs, and the Rambam has different. So the Mishnah Berurah says there's Minhagi Sfad, Minhagi Ashkenaz. And he says, and I quote Supreme Godam, Naru, Naru, Pashte. Every kehillah should follow whatever their minig is. The problem is by Yah, it's going to be every kehillah follows their minig. So we follow whatever it says in the Chumash. And the Chumashim are printed by the Sfarnim. The Chumashim are printed by Sansino. They were the first print, not the English Sansino. The original Sansino press, they were Sfarnim in Italy, no? So the most of the chumashim that are available don't have the minig Ashkenaz. They have the minig Sfar. That's really not right. Matthew Frayim also points out the Sfarim should lay the real Sfar, not the Chassidim. Chassidim with daven nusach Sfar don't say haftaris nusach Sfar. They say haftaris ki minig Ashkenaz. They just daven the nusach hatfilah nusach Sfar the first person. So by the real Sfaradim they should take a lane like the Sfardish date. And by all the Ashkenazim, including the Chassidim Udav Nusaf Svar, but they should do the Minig Ashkenaz. Minig Ashkenaz Alpi Pashtus is Rashi's day, that you have 6, 6, 6, 6, 8, 9, which in most shuls they don't lay like that. So the Gemara says, Kedar Shachalukim Kan, the same way they divide Haziv Loch Hazim on the Beis HaMikdash, Kachalukim, the Beis HaKnesses, so to on Shabbos, when you lay in Parshas Hazimu, you should divide it up into these Havsokhs. The Ramoah writes in Orach Chaim, and they quote this in Shulchan Aruch. In the end, right before Hilchos Pesach, Shulchan Aruch has all these miscellaneous dinim regarding Kriyas Haftarah. What Haftarah you say on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, B'Shabbos, and what Haftarah you say here, and when you lay this, and when you lay that, and Matzoh, it's all the awkward combinations of the complicated dinim of Kriyas Haftarah. So there are more rites that our practice is that we only break up Haziv Loch in this order only on Shabbos. But on the weekday, let's say, last Shabbos to Mincha, Shabbos Shuvah to Mincha, and on Monday or Thursday morning, We divide Hazinu into two parts. The first section we divide three psukim, and then you line right. We're not makbid on that. Other Achrayim say not so. The Matar Frank quotes other days in Gedolei Achrayim who say you have to be makbid Haziv Loch even in the middle of the week. And the Rav is makbid about that. And he claims that in Brisk they were medakbak like that. The Rav claimed that he thought on his own that this could be a din derais. This halach derech shachlukim kan kachalukim. The Beis HaKnesses, what kind of a din derais? So he said that we have two gemaras. The gemara says in one place, in Megillah, Kol psukim le paskim, Moshe Anan loy paskim. Moshe's kriyas haTorah, you're not allowed to lay 2.5 psukim. You have to lay in a whole pasuk. You can't leave off in the middle of the pasuk. You can't begin in the middle of the pasuk. Then there's another gemara in Brachas that says, Kol parashat loy paskim, Moshe Anan loy paskim. The gemara says that we say kriyas shma, we say shma, then you say b'chayoyim shemaya. And the third parasha is for the purpose of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Bikshu Bitroya, the Gemara says, Brachas, they wanted to introduce, instead of Parshas Tzitzis, if the whole thing has nothing to do with the Yitzias Mitzrayim, just the last line, they wanted to introduce our Parshas Bilam, different, the whole Parsha that has a lot about, fancy about Yitzias Mitzrayim, nice and shiny. So the Gemara says, what are you going to do? You're going to say such a long Parsha? So long, as it is, people they run through Krishna and say, "How can you say such a long parsha?" So let's just take out that pasuk. Oh no, you can't do that. Kol parsha lepaskei Moshe, anan lepaskei. So the Torah Yevin and Megillah affect us. Tiras Hagemara. Gemara seems in Megillah to say only kol pesukah lepaskei Moshe, but there's only halacha you can't learn in half a pasuk. But one pasuk out of a whole parsha is muta. The Gemara says in Brachas kol parsha lepaskei Moshe astir. So the Torah Yevin tries to give a third here in Rosh Hashanah also on Haziv Lach track. This is also a parsha lepaskei Moshe. Hazinu, you break up. One Shabbos they learn six psukim and they stop in the middle of a parsha. Ooh, it's called parsha lepaskei Moshe. So the Torah Yevin over here also talks about it. What do you do with the din of called parsha lepaskei Moshe? It says daita lahashlim. It planned the levim this Shabbos, planned to have the levim next Shabbos completed. So maybe daita lahashlim is out there. The whole arichas over here. What do you do with this deal? They had a half a pasuk. Yeah, most of that. They didn't plan the whole parsha. It's not a whole parsha. Sukkah is still not. I think it is. Maybe. I think each one of those separate. So the Rav suggested that perhaps the Teretz, the Torah Yevin's kasha is the following. The din is that when you say Kriyas HaTorah, you say Krishna, the din is you have to say Kichsavoy. You have to say Kichsavoy. That the Krishna you can say in translation also. But everybody agrees you need kichsava. That's machlokes, but in translation is also called kichsava. It's not called kichsava, but you need kichsava by Krishna. You need kichsava by Kriyas HaTorah. So perhaps what the Gemara means to say is the following: by Kriyas HaTorah with the takonas, Moshe Rabbeinu with the takonas, Ezra was that you have to learn psukim from the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, Misakim, you have to learn three psukim. The Gemara says in Bava Kama. And that paid base that Ezra was misakni after learning 10 psukim. So the takana was the Torah's psukim. So if you'll ruin the psukim, you learn a half a pasuk, then the violation, then it's not called kichsov, because the takana was to learn the Torah's psukim. So then you have it in called psukim lepaskei Moshe. But there was no takana that you have to learn parshias. So there is, if you learn a half a parsha, there's not a violation of shalei kichsov, that the halacha doesn't require you should learn a parsha. You should learn psukim, as long as each pasuk is bishlei musa. Hashem came by Kriyashma, the Rambam writes that Kriyashma has three parts to it. Shema, the different sheet, the Samash of Kriyashma is the rice. So the Prima Gaon says, Ramban sheet is only Pasuk, Rishon is the rice. Rather Rishonim hold Parashim Rishon, Rather Rishonim hold two Parashim. The Rambam sheet is, quotes the Pichodesh, Gimel Parashis are the rice. How can the Gimel Parashis be the rice in Kriyashma? It means that Zechiris, Yitzhiris, and Tzirayim is somehow connected as one mitzvah together with Kriyashma. Abchaim is all I read is why it's connected, Pshat and Pichodesh. So the Rambam sheet is, that is one big mitzvah. So since by Kriyat Shema, the halacha requires you should learn parshias, the Torah's parshias, not the Torah's psukim, you have to learn parshias Shema, parshias b'hoyoyim Shema. Then when the Chachamim had to pick a parsha in order to be yotzei zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim, in order to be called kichsovo, it has to be a whole parsha. You can't just read a pasuk because the zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim is one mitzvah together with the Kriyat Shema, and the Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah of the Torah's parshias. That's how the Torah formulated the mitzvah. It has to be with parshias. So since for Kriyat Shema the din requires a parsha, if you read a pasuk from the parsha, that'll be a violation of Kol Parsha LePaskei Moshe. That'll be a violation of Shalei Kichsov. So perhaps this is what the Gemara means to say in Rosh Hashanah. Kedach Shachalukim Kan, Kach Halukim B'Beis HaKnesses. Maybe the Gemara means to say that Kriyas Parshas Hazina must be B'Torah Shira. It's not B'Torah's parsha, it's not B'Torah's pesukim. It has to be B'Torah Shira. And in a shira, in a poem, in a song, or in a poem, you have to break. You have to pause at specific places. If you pause in the wrong place, you ruin the whole poem. Where are the correct places? The Gemara says Haziv Lach, whatever Haziv Lach is. The Rashi, the Rabbi Hanan, the Tais, the Ram, whatever the Sheet is talk. Minigashkanaz, Nara Pashta, Minigashkanaz follows the Rashi. And Minigashkanaz follows Rabbi Hanan, whatever, the Ramam Sheet. But each one holds that the din is you have to break up. You can only lay in Hazin and the Torah Shira. And the Torah Shira has to be broken up in the correct place. And if you're mopstick in the wrong place, the Rav said, he thought it's on, he said, Tadiach Shashi, he said, they're right, that you're laying Shalei Kichsovoi. And that's a violation of Kol Pesukim LePaskei Moshe. So Mele, the Rav thought that that's the reason why the other Rav hold against the Ramah. That the proper practices that you should be medakbeg, and the Hafsakas Havzino of Hazina, not only on Shabbos morning, even on Shabbos to Mincha, and on Sheni V'Chamishi as well. Because this halacha that Hazinu, the Shira's Hazinu, can only be read the Torah's parsha. And these have sukkah, the Gemara says these are the hafsukah. There's a chiddush in there. No, that's the din. You cannot have a sukkah. You cannot have any hafsukah in the middle of Hazinu. I was once by an Adam Gobel who put out the tshuvas. I go in a big pasuk, but he's a god in Nashim Nizik. So there was a bar mitzvah, and a kohen was a bar mitzvah, and the bar mitzvah was on hazina, and they wanted to give the kid machzir, and the father and the zayin, they wanted to get aliyah. It was a kohen. So they made a hoysof in the middle of hazina. So the zayin got the first aliyah, and then the father got the hoysof later that they made, and then the kid got machzir. They have to daven now. Yes, the adam got on the yoni. Put out shulis on now. Yes, the chadin hazir lost. He was the rav. He was the rav in the shul. Didn't remember the this? Yeah, it's a Baki Yotam and Oshim Zigan, big Moir Hara, still alive. And this day Azir Rahim did not, so nothing I did. That was Shabbos morning. Wasn't Shem Rahim? That was Shabbos morning. It was all Machlaikas for sure. There's a very strange tshuva in the Dvar Avram. So Avram has a Shana Lava Maisa. What if he made a mistake? Kimaisa Shahar. What if he made a mistake? And the Balkori stopped in the middle of the Hafsok, stopped in the middle of Hazir Rahim. So what should he do? Is the Kepede on where the Aliyah should end? So you just ended already in the wrong place, so finally can't be Masakana. Or the Kepeda is also, and where you have to begin. So his Maisa Shahoya was, I forgot the details already, the Balkore ended at a spot where the next Aliyah began with the letter that it's supposed to begin with, but it was the wrong pasuk. Like the next Aliyah is supposed to begin, the Chveis Ki Eser Al Shamayim Yodi. So he ended at the Pasuk Ki Yodi, or Ki Megefen Stem Gafen Ki Loikit Zerenu Tzurim. It ended. The next one is going to start with a chav, but it's going to be the wrong chav. So he tilpas and tilpas, comes to the conclusion that the whole Kepeda, tell the digger truly, comes to the conclusion that the whole Kepeda is only on the Rashi Tevis. We should have Hazivloch. The Rashi Tevis Hazivloch should be always gehalt. So if the next Aliyah begins with a chav, Mali, this chav, that chav, the other chav, Habis is Hazivloch, everybody's going to be happy with Shalom Aisa. According to the way the Rav said, I would assume that we wouldn't say like that. Because if you say it's a Shira, a poem has to be broken up in specific places, otherwise you ruin the poetry. So what does it help us to Rashi Tevis?
What is Hazivloch?
Maxim Etevin, I'm going to give
you what is Hazivloch?
Hazinu is the Tor, Yarkiveyu, Bayar Hashem Bayinu. It's the Rosh
Tevis
of the Aliyah.
But it doesn't stand for anything in itself.
No. The He says, the Zaravam says, that that's the Hok Peter. The Hazivloch is the Yoki.
Do you have anybody who takes me?